I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Very close, man, to Bourbon and Bacon Fest. Just a couple Saturdays, man. We'll be right there, March 9th. At the Seattle Design Center, this is always a great event, man, because you get some really premium quality distilleries coming out there, showing off their finest bourbons, and of course, restaurants with the different creative bacon treats that they give us, all the way from any cuisine, you know, any part of day you want. Go from breakfast all the way to dessert with those bacon treats.
Pork and booze.
Pork and booze, baby. You can join us day or night with premium or general admission tickets. You want more info about Bourbon and Bacon Fest, go to KISW.com. That's where you can get your tickets. Bourbon and Bacon Fest, supporting our friends at Treehouse.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
B-Mix. It's time to turn up Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Friday, Junior, baby.
Oh, yeah. Getting close, man. I feel it. Do you?
I do, because Thursday, you know, I may have a board game session tonight because I'm rolling into
shocking.
The weekend early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Know how that works for you.
Oh, yeah. We're having a special board game day tomorrow with Vicky. Vicky, we're getting her back into the sickness. She's been gone for a while.
I mean, he kind of just got into our board game night that we had already planned. So no.
Oh, he inserted himself into the board games. He's like, oh, there's board games happening. I'm going to make it happen.
Well, that might have happened. Yes.
If she kills you, can I have your car?
What?
I'm just saying.
It's just a board game.
Oh, you never know.
Yeah. We're not playing the board games that make BJ go crazy.
Oh, okay.
Only just a little crazy.
Vicky's smarter than that.
All right. Well, let's get to this game. We've got Jake in Ording to take on Steve. Jake, are you there, sir?
I'm here.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Tickets to check out the Glorious Sons, their sold-out show that's happening at the Tractor Tavern on March 13th. Can't wait for that. I'll be there as well. And if you want information, go to KISW.com. But as far as getting tickets, they're sold out. So the only way to get them is to win them on Beat Migs.
Ah, nice. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Yeah!
For those playing at home, Jake will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Jake, you can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
A physician who deals with disorders regarding skin, hair, and nails is called a what?
Dermatologist?
Yes. What Ivy League university is located in New Haven, Connecticut?
Harvard?
No.
Stanford?
No.
Pass.
Who made the song A Boy Named Sue popular in 1969?
Johnny Cash.
Yes. How many face cards are there in a standard deck of cards?
12.
Yes. What sport is the Heisman Trophy awarded in?
Hockey.
No.
Football.
Yes. What is the name of the cartoon Martian who was the nemesis to Bugs Bunny?
Marvin Martian.
Yes. What sign of the zodiac are you if you were born on leap day?
Cancer, Aries.
No.
Aquarius.
No. In 1917, the U.S. entered what war?
One more time.
In 1917, the U.S. entered what war?
The French-American War?
No.
The War of 1812?
No.
That's it.
I pass.
Average Joe's was the name of the gym Vince Vaughn ran in which comedy?
Oh, Dodgeball.
Yeah! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, correct.
All right. Well,
right down the middle there.
Yeah.
Missed a couple of ones that I think Steve will get, but maybe Steve will miss the other ones.
I think Jake needs to, you know, be a little better with some of his war guesses, you know? You got to go for the big ones. If you're going to talk war, go for the big ones, at least if you don't know.
But he did do the old Steve tactic there.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't think it'll work out, but maybe Steve will do the same thing.
Hey, look who it is.
Oh, hey, it's Steve.
Hi. Hey, look who it is. It's Steve. Hey. He needed the money.
Steve. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. His box isn't, but he is.
Hey, I'll probably say yes at some point during the
One point, yeah. A physician who deals
Charge out for what?
All right,
All right, sure.
There we go. A physician who deals with disorders regarding the skin, hair, and nails is called a what?
Dermatician.
No.
Dermatologist.
Yes.
Dermatician.
What Ivy League university is located in New Haven, Connecticut?
Yale.
Yes. Who made the song A Boy Named Sue popular in 1969?
Johnny Cash.
Yes. How many face cards are there in a standard deck of cards?
Four.
No.
Oh. 52.
No.
How many face cards?
Yeah.
12.
Yes.
Nice.
What sport is the Heisman Trophy awarded
Football.
In?
College football.
What is the name of the cartoon Martian who was the nemesis to Bugs Bunny?
Marvin the Martian.
Yes. What sign of the zodiac are you if you were born on leap day?
Aquarius.
No.
Sagittarius.
No.
Libra.
No.
That's my...
In 1917, the U.S. entered what war?
The War of 1812.
No.
Yeah. World War One.
Yes. Nice. Average Joe's was the name of the gym Vince Vaughn ran in which comedy?
Dodgeball.
Yes. Which great American inventor died in October of 1931?
Thomas Edison.
Yes. And Steve, you win 9-5.
Yay. Oh, Dolly Parton at B.
Yep.
Sorry, Jake.
Yeah, not my day.
Yeah, that's right. Some other day will be your day.
Someday it will be.
Yeah.
It was my day, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was.
But the box isn't going to cooperate, is it?
Probably
simply
not.
Simply the best.
You are.
Woo! Simply the best.
The only one you missed.
Better than Stevie. All the rest.
What sign of the zodiac were you?
If you were born on leap day. He's a Sagittarius.
No, it would be Pisces.
Fishies.
Fishies.
Boy, it's amazing how I do not know or even care. I know more about the Chinese zodiac than I do about the American zodiac or whatever it's called.
What's the matter, Rev? He's got to go. What are you doing?
My stomach just went nuts.
What's going on?
Are you
farting over there?
Please tell me you're not going in the bathroom.
Well, go out of here then. Don't
I
just
can't.
Roll him out.
This is the first?
Oh, you literally can't leave the chair?
No.
Wait, this is the first.
What are you doing?
Oh, my God. All right, roll him out of the room. I don't want this to happen in here.
Are you farting?
No, he's about to lose it.
My stomach just went nuts.
Oh, boy. How bad nuts? Like, throw up or backside?
Backside.
Okay, get into the bathroom, quick.
Oh, God.
Get in there. Roll him. Somebody roll him. Joey, roll him to the bathroom.
The chair's stuck.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
He's stuck.
Sorry, Danny. That's your...
Oh, he's farting on your hoodie.
Oh, God. Now, for those of you who don't know, Rev has IBS, and every once in a while, because of what he's eaten the night before or the day of, his stomach just can't contain it, or his gastrointestinal system cannot contain it.
I had coffee.
What'd you eat yesterday?
Oh, coffee. That's a good thing to have if you have IBS. Let's have a diuretic go in there and just blow you out the door.
It's a laxative, not a diuretic.
All right, that too.
Wait, what did you have for dinner last night?
Chicken and onions and...
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
This is not good.
Last night.
Well, why are you waiting? Hit the toilet.
Thank you. Stop asking me questions.
All right, go.
This is... I've never seen that happen before.
Wow. No, it's the first time in all the years he's worked with us. I mean, we've seen him... One time when he first worked here, he wouldn't tell us about his situation, so we had no idea at IBS, and we were in the halls, and a coworker used to bring his dog to work a lot, so we thought we saw some dog droppings on the floor, and I was tripping. Like, I was mad at that guy that brought his dog in. I was ready to go give a piece of my mind, because there were just droppings everywhere, and then Rev says, no, that wasn't the dog, that was me.
It was the most disgusting, most incredible moment in radio ever.
Yeah.
Because BJ's losing his mind thinking a dog just did stuff all over the carpet, only to find out it was
a human.
And he was wearing shorts.
Oh. Yeah.
So just to kind of...
Yeah, so there was no container.
Yeah. If someone says, is Entercom going to have to replace that chair from Marty and Yelm?
I may have to burn my jacket.
Yeah. Another person says, oh my God, this is actually happening on the radio. You guys need to install a drain in the Rev's cubicle.
Yeah, dude, I've never seen that before. He could not... If he got up, he would have lost it.
No, usually what happens is, like, he gets hit with the stomach issue, and then he'll just run and leave the studio.
Yeah.
But he sat in the corner, and it was like a weird horror film. He's just sitting there smiling, and I'm like,
is he doing what I think he's doing on a company chair?
He's not taking
it. He was trying to like tighten everything to keep everything in place.
100%.
And that was just, oh no.
Poor Rev, man.
Yeah, I don't even want to have to use that restroom today. Yeah. Because you know, speak about the Great War.
Yeah,
it's going on in there right now.
I'm good right now.
Vicky, can you, Vicky, go in there?
Bombs over, bag.
When I have to use the bathroom today, Vicky, will you go clear out the woman's room so I can use it? Because I can't go to the men's room anymore. Okay.
That's going to go over well here at the company.
Well, I mean, look, Vicky will stand guard so nobody will come in.
Why don't you just go downstairs and go use like a public bathroom?
Okay, fine. I'll do that.
They're not going to let you use the women's bathroom because the Rev blew out the men's bathroom.
They do that at other places sometimes for me.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Where?
At the massage place, because sometimes we have a one-seater at the massage place, and women have multi-seater, and so if the one-seater is jammed up, usually the therapist will go, you know what, I'll go make sure there's no women in here because, so... See, they do that for me.
But how many people are hanging around in that office right now at that moment?
I have no idea, but you know what? Right now, there's nobody but Vicky who will be standing guard.
Yeah, I'll literally be like, "Yeah, there's nobody in there. Go in there, and then I'll be in a coffee."
Never mind.
So it's a good thing the car didn't win. They'd be on hold for an hour and a half. Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah, dude. Well, still, someone's supposed to get the right caller, right?
Yeah.
Somebody says Tim Iman has a new chair for the Rev.
Oh, he's back. All right, call number 9, by the way, you win. Call number 9, you're going to win the Gloria Sun Show tickets. 206-421-ROCK, that's caller number 9. Are you okay?
Welcome back.
So did you finally have the sweet release?
It was very sweet.
Oh, my God.
Well, Danny, your chair is safe. Your everything is okay. No,
I
want to
get a new hoodie.
Yeah.
Wow.
Probably. No, nothing happened on the hoodie. I just had to make sure that things were not going anywhere.
Oh. Damn. And so as soon as you got there, Rev, the gate opened? Oh, man, that's just...
Oh, yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah. I love the fact that we do have hard concrete floors. That chair actually went pretty quickly down down the hallway. Almost ran into Jason.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't know what the hell was going on. I was like, don't worry about it. A guy rolling on a chair down the hallway.
Don't even talk to him, Jason. You
don't even have to worry about it.
You do not want the carnage that would happen if you
Ooh-wee.
Actually...
I like how you're out of breath from that.
Dude, that came from nowhere.
No, I know where
It
came from your healthy diet. Maybe you ought to lay off the coffee. What do you think, huh?
Well, I switched to tea.
Or pork rinds.
Yeah.
Knock it off with that.
Maybe I'll stop with the pork rinds.
Jeez, he has pork rinds and coffee? What is...
I had pork rinds this morning. I had it last night. I figured it'd be okay.
Oh, God, dude. No wonder your body is just fighting you. Your stomach is like, I'm done with this guy. Can I go to another human being?
Yeah, he got really mad at me.
Yeah. All right, I got to tell you about this guy who stole a Pepsi truck. But hold on a second. He did this all in the name of love, okay? Sounds like a rom-com. I'll tell you all about this at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. There's a guy in Tulsa who stole a Pepsi delivery truck from a mall parking lot yesterday because, well... He wanted to get to the airport to stop his girlfriend from leaving him. Ah, that's love.
It's a John Cusack movie that was never made.
Yeah. The delivery guy was still in the back when the truck took off and he had to jump out. And the guy spilled Pepsi everywhere while he drove. This is a great Pepsi commercial waiting to happen.
If John Cusack could star in this Pepsi commercial,
yep,
everything would be perfect.
He eventually rear-ended an empty school bus. He got arrested. Here's one of the cops talking to reporters about this whole thing.
Evidently, the Pepsi folks were delivering some soda pop, and while one of them was in the back, then he felt the truck take off, and he ended up jumping out of the back. He took off. He was just slinging soda pop through every intersection he blazed through. He said he needed to get to the airport, and that's why he took the truck. One of the officers I overheard him ask said, "Man, do you know how to drive the semi?" And he says, "No, I just winged it. Just figured it out."
That's impressive.
Is that the mugshot of the guy?
Yeah, he kind of looks like Walter White. Had a really bad night, which is saying a lot because Walter White had a lot of bad nights.
Yeah, he also has a little Louis C.K. look to him.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I mean, if I didn't know better,
I would have had better luck pulling a Louis C.K. than stealing a Pepsi truck.
Damn, dude. He looks like a serial killer.
He just has that look. He had your eyes.
He has my eyes. He really does. He looks like he could be my relative.
I just want to know, did it work?
I mean, you know, I got to be thinking if you're the girl and he's just slinging a Pepsi truck that's going to make me stop. I'm going to be like, you what?
See, that's the problem with reporting.
They tell you all the story. They give you all the information. Yeah. They go knee deep into the details about the Pepsi product, which is great.
But
tell us about what happened. What did the girl think? Is she impressed by this?
Yeah, because...
Or are they done?
Did they not watch a romance movie in the 80s? Did they not see any of those?
Right.
Well, maybe we shouldn't base our lives off of 80s romance movies, because I would think this guy's psycho.
Yeah. Shut your mouth, girl!
Well, you know what? Most of those movies, when you look back on it, really, they are teetering the line of becoming a psychotic ex.
Yes.
Oh, you
standing
guys.
Outside with a stereo playing In Your Eyes.
It's romance, Steve! Don't
it's
let Vicky...
Stalking. It's stalking.
Stalkerish.
Don't let Vicky talk you out
She's
of it.
Right.
That's romance.
This is... I'm like, dude, why didn't you call her? And if she didn't want to answer your phone, then just, yeah.
I guess they had an argument, and that's why he needed to stop the plane before she left. You know, they always say, don't go away mad.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't go away mad without your Pepsi. I mean, that's the other thing, too. So he
all I wanted was a Pepsi.
Yeah, he's, yeah.
Oh.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Yeah, Pepsi needs to somehow get on board. I don't know what they got to do, but there needs to be a commercial based on this. And this is because a guy stole a Pepsi truck to stop his girlfriend at an airport from leaving him. So that was because of romance. Vicky thinks that's stalking. I think it's romance. So how about you? We want to know this, man. What ridiculous thing did you do or have done to you in the name of love? It's not stalking. Love. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What ridiculous thing did you do or have done to you in the name of love? Your calls, your texts after AC/DC on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. So this dude stole a Pepsi truck because he wanted to stop his girlfriend at the airport from leaving him. This is all about love. Vicky thinks it's stalking, as she does most 80s movies, and I can't believe it. Those are rom-coms. Those are what life is about.
Well, yeah, they wouldn't call them a romantic stalking film.
Yeah, exactly.
Stalker comedy.
Yeah. Rom-stalk. Stock-com. That could be the new thing. But here's the situation. The guy did it for love, and we're wondering, how about you? What ridiculous thing did you do or have done to you in the name of love? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Mike in Covington, you are on The Rock.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Mikey, what's up, buddy?
So, okay, I know I'm going to lose my man card for this. I hope none of my friends are listening because they don't know I ever did this.
All right.
But... yeah, so my wife is a huge Michael Bublé fan. I mean, loves this guy to death. If I croak tomorrow, she'd try and marry him. But anyway, long story short, Michael Bublé was having a private concert at a major winery, and you had to enter a contest to win tickets to it. So you had to make a 2-minute video of why you should be able to go. So I dressed up like a woman, got makeup on, a wig, a dress, put in the... you know, the socks for the boobs and the whole bit, and did a 2-minute video about why I wanted to be at the concert as a screaming Michael Bublé fan. And I told him, hey, I dress like a woman, dude. Gotta get my wife to your concert.
That is so awesome. That is, you know what, Mike? I mean, I think... You know, as when you're a husband and you go all the full 9 yards like you did for her on that one, knowing it's her thing, I don't think that's a man card thing. I think it's like, you know what? You gave up the body to get that done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
So how was the concert?
We didn't win. I didn't even make the top five.
Wow.
That's Michael Bublé.
If you would have seen the video that made the top five, I mean, no way, dude. I should have won.
I'm with you, dude. How can anybody beat that? I mean,
what won?
Some lady that had a cardboard cutout of Michael Bublé rescuing him from a fire at her house.
Did she set her house on fire? Because, I mean, that is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
No, but she pretended like it was on fire, and her husband was a fireman, so they had a fire truck.
So they had the good prop. They had the fire truck.
And everyone loves a firefighter.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, you did it all wrong. You should dress like a firefighter.
I know.
And Mike, how long ago was this? Because Michael Bublé is relatively recent. How long ago did you do this?
This was about 3 years ago. The video is actually on YouTube if you want me to send you the link.
Yes, please do, because you're a grown-ass man. You're not a young guy doing this. This is young guy stupidity. Grown-ass man stupidity means you're giving up the body.
I'll send it to you. You guys will get a kick out of it.
Appreciate that, Mike. Thanks. Man, that sucks. Take he care. Didn't win. Man, that's really... F Michael Bublé. I'm not going to drink any more of his Bublé either that he sells.
I don't think he sells Bublé.
Oh, you don't see? I saw the commercial.
Does he?
Yeah. Well, it was a Super Bowl commercial where
I think they just got him in. Yeah.
Oh, because his name's Bublé instead of Bubbly. Yeah. His Christmas stuff is pretty rad.
Really? I haven't heard much of his Christmas stuff.
You haven't heard Michael Bublé's Christmas stuff?
If I have, I don't notice it. I mean, I bet I have because I put
I don't know anything else about Michael Bublé other than his Christmas stuff.
Oh, wow. I bet I have then.
It's like Pentagonix or whatever that band's called.
Yeah.
Like, they have other stuff, but who cares? It's
The
acapella
yeah.
making drum sounds with their mouths, people.
Oh, yeah, those guys.
I think that's how they describe themselves.
Yeah, that's exactly who they are. Well, I bet I have, because I always put on the Christmas, like, random list. I'm sure Michael Bublé's popped
up. Bublé's a rock star when it comes to Christmas music.
Oh, man, I might have to get the whole album then.
I would.
Yeah, I mean, because I like Christmas music.
I wish my box worked, because I troll you with Dominic the Donkey. You're really lucky.
That's the one good thing about your sound effects box being broken.
I do have some Bublé if you want to hear it.
Yeah.
Well, it's great. As
an olden day. A lot of the sounds of the season.
Happy
right? Olden
days. Well, it's a couple of, well, it just snowed, so.
Yeah, it's February, so don't worry about it.
No. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah.
2018. What a great year it's been.
Yeah. Don't do that. People don't think that.
You guys are never live.
Why are you guys ever live?
Can't wait for New Year's at the Needle, you guys. You guys going to go?
Oh. What do you think Santa's going to bring us this year, Steve?
I sure hope.
Through the year.
Snow.
Oh, yeah. Say, yeah, you know what? Yeah, we never get snow around here. Maybe this year will be different, Steve.
I noticed your daughter's in the room. I can only imagine. Please tell me, is it going to be the story about you going through a taco truck?
Oh, hey. No, it's not actually, but that was out of love.
Yeah, I think she does a lot of things out of lust. Yeah. Yeah.
Or out of drunkenness.
Yeah, yeah, he was so fine. And I was very drunk. And I was cold. And inside those trucks, they're so warm. So I was just trying to get warm. Now, this is about an ex-boyfriend, and he did something crazy for me.
Oh, really?
So I am actually named after a goddess in India named Sarasvati.
Yes.
So my boyfriend and I, at the time, we got into a fight, and he got... in black bold letters, Sarasvati, right tattooed on his forearm.
No!
Yeah.
That's hardcore.
That's hardcore because when are you ever going to meet another Sarasvati? Never.
Did it say Sarasvati's right?
Or just, shut up. No, just Sarasvati.
Oh, I thought you said that. I was like, wow, that's one way to.
No, I wish
you're right,
it said
babe.
That.
I tattoo that you're right.
All the time.
That actually would be a pretty epic tattoo to go, my wife is right or whatever.
I know. Yeah. I would have loved that.
Yeah,
he got it tattooed. Yep.
Whoa.
And eventually we broke up and he got a super terrible like cover up of it of like purple flowers. But it was so bold that you could still read my name under the flowers.
See, that's hard.
You got to make sure it's fully covered.
Yeah,
but it was like big, bold letters. Like, I don't know how he could have really covered that.
So just, it wasn't like script or anything? It wasn't...
No, it was like just bold.
Like Arial font?
Yeah, exactly.
Arial black.
Just like caps lock on there.
You know, it's so amazing how different people communicate, because some people really use tattoos as a way to communicate their feelings, and my brain doesn't understand it, because like you said, that is permanent, and, you know, you're just boyfriend, girlfriend at the time. You know, you don't do that kind of thing unless you're married.
How
and you
long
know it's
were you together?
Term.
Not even a year.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, it was young. It was like right out of high school.
Yeah.
Young and dumb.
Did you dump him?
Yes.
Was his first thing, I got your name tattooed on my arm.
Yep, yep. Yeah. And I was like,
surprised.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I want to make fun of him, but I've done it too.
What?
I didn't get a guy's name, but...
You got that drawing.
Yeah, he had this doodle, like, whenever he'd write me a love note, doodle he'd always do. It was his since childhood, and so I got it tattooed, and then we broke up, 4 months later?
Did you dump him, or did he dump you?
It was one of those, like, he was too much of a wuss to break up with me, so
you dumped him?
So I dumped him.
Did he say, but you have that tattoo?
No, well, he was supposed to get one, too. Like, he's like, I want to get one, too, I just don't have the money for it, and he never did.
And you got it without him?
Yeah, because I had the money, but I didn't have enough money to buy his, and I wasn't going to buy his.
But you would get the tattoo on you.
Right, and so I have it covered up since.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it fully covered up, or can you still... Okay, that's good, at least.
Yeah. Well, it's not in bold letters saying Sarasvati's right.
I got a big old demon thing over it now.
I can't believe someone had that full name, Sarasvati,
that
on
full
his
name.
Awesome.
I know, because at least Sarah, you might meet another Sarah, or maybe you'll start dating other Sarahs or something, but Sarasvati?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to know how he explained that before he got it covered.
If he just said Sarah, he could have put, like, soda on there. It's my favorite place to go, Sarasota. You know, could have done anything.
Jeez.
Yeah. I mean, something, but... Sarasvati is hard to get rid of.
He could have said it like it's like some special word that it make up something.
Means,
like it's Vulcan for prosperity.
Ooh, very nice. Yes, live long in Sarasvati.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I believe that was the original line.
That's exactly what Nimoy wanted, but they were like,
if he says it with confidence, somebody's going to believe it. It's very doubtful he's going to date some super Star Trek nerd.
Yeah. Right, true.
Exactly. You got. But now, instead, he's just got flowers. So you live on his arm, and that can't be good for anybody he wants in his life. It's like, what the hell?
Yeah, no. If they look really closely, they'll say my name forever.
Wow.
How about this text at 77999? I covered $3,200 in parking tickets and violations for an ex so that she didn't get her paycheck garnished or end up in jail. Red flags just look like flags with those rose-colored glasses on. Haven't gotten a dime of that back.
Oh, you're never going to get that back.
Chalk that up to a $3,200 loss.
It is funny what we do for love and the crazy things we do or that have been done for us. But I feel like, I don't know, man. I mean, I think it's great when somebody has a story that they go, oh, no, I didn't do anything for anybody. It's what they did for me, like Sarah's story. But I mean,
I mean, dumb things for love. I did that over 20 years ago now. I decided to move to Arizona for a girl on the internet. And that's when I found out when I got there that she was already dating a 50-year-old man.
Mm-hmm. And I've got into a threesome.
Yeah.
No.
No chance.
No.
Yeah, that was slightly awkward.
Yeah, just a bit.
To say the least.
You know, when you're in your 20s and you're like, okay.
And she was as well. I was 18. She was 21 at the time.
Oh, yeah. Sugar daddy time.
Yeah. That was, and he was apparently into some weird stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So was he on board with you sort of being in her life?
I don't know. I didn't even really necessarily broach that subject. Like,
these weird guys probably wouldn't like sure thing.
Probably, but I was terrified of that moment. I'm like, all right, well, now I just drove all the way down to Arizona. I've got hardly any money, so I guess I'll just stay in the guest room.
How long did you stay in the guest room?
That's awkward.
Probably about 2 months. Ugh.
2 months in the guest room in the place of a woman you thought was the girl of your dreams, and she was just the girl of your scams.
Yep. And then my car broke down, so I had to Greyhound all the way back up to Tacoma.
Good for you, buddy.
Yep, that
if
was
only
just...
you knew how to play guitar, you would have wrote the greatest country song of all time.
It's a great life experience, but you can tell Rev didn't have a father figure in his life.
Oh, God, no.
I'd be screaming at Joey going, dude, let's find a backup plan. We can do this, let's have a backup plan.
He missed the golden opportunity. That 52-year-old guy could have been his father figure.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, I don't need him to be my father or daddy or any of those sort of things. That
who doesn't want to tag team a girl with their dad? You would have had it all, buddy.
Wow.
Yeah. What a life you could have had.
Go back to the tattoo one. Someone said, my daughter's ex got her name tattooed across his whole chest. Letters were about 3 inches tall.
Oh.
Wow, that's hard to cover up.
Oh, and that sucks, because it already sucks getting a chest tattoo. I'm fresh off of one. And then you got to get it covered up. You sure as hell don't want to get that lasered off.
Oh, damn, dude.
Oh, and that piece has to be huge to cover up all the letters. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's,
at least you can wear a shirt with that. True. I mean, you wear a long sleeve shirt to cover up.
Yeah, but if you're getting busy with somebody, and you're going to see that name on there, and you'd be like, okay, who's that person? Ooh, that's tough. I just gave up. I just gave up meat and had to change my religion. And
nothing big.
No, nothing big at all. And that went on for years, actually. Oh, God, what low self esteem, Aludia. Congratulations. Some call it love. I call it self hatred. That's what I call it.
Wow.
Yeah, well, there's that. There you go. Hey, you know, we might have the dumbest Kickstarter ever created as someone is trying to raise money to have a scene removed from an Oscar-winning movie. Yeah, I will tell you all about this at 747 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. If I call Travis, will I actually see him or someone who works for him?
Absolutely. When you come in to see my office, when you first call in, my staff will try to help you with any basic questions that you have. I can give you a call back, but they'll usually schedule you for a free consultation with me, the attorney, and I'll meet with you personally. We'll talk talk about the basics of your case, and I'll take you through a question and answer session that usually an interview that usually lasts about 30 minutes. We'll get the basics of your financial situation. I can answer your questions, and we can talk about whether bankruptcy makes sense, your non-bankruptcy options, and how bankruptcy could affect you, what the process is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.